I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time for Coffee at the Merck, as we sit down monthly with Chris Shellstead at Madison Mercantile and see what's happening.
If you talk to me, then in response I'll see. Coffee, 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 coffee.
All right, welcome to Madison Mercantile here in downtown Madison with Chris Shellstead of Madison Mercantile. I love that song, Chris.
Yeah, that's a lot
coffee,
of fun.
Coffee, coffee, coffee. And that's what I have in my hand right now is a coffee from Madison Merc.
We're both enjoying a vanilla latte today.
We both are. Okay, mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, it's kind of a cold, dreary Monday, isn't it?
It is, Paul. It is. And, you know, the weather's a little bit dreary, and we're a little bit dreary here at the Merc this morning. If some folks in town may have heard, our good friend Franz Richter, who has a show here in our gallery, passed away unexpectedly on Friday.
Oh.
And so we're all just kind of reeling from that, and been a lot of folks wandering in today and just coming in to see his work. And, you know, we put the show up the week of November 10th and had that really beautiful opening.
For Franz.
Yep. And it was all recorded by Pioneer Public TV, and just this retrospective of his life. And all his friends showed up, and he was just reveling in the attention and just reconnecting with everybody. And, you know, since that opening, he's been here almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a joy to have him around. He's one of those sweet souls that you just, once you meet him, you'll never forget him. Gets into your heart pretty quick. And we ate a lot of soup and talked about art, and we had a really, really lovely time. He made a lot of new friends in Madison, and I can attest to the fact that they fell in love with him too quickly.
Yep.
And it just was, he was here on Wednesday and unexpectedly passed away on Friday.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yes, yes.
Sad.
So we're going to keep the show up until the 18th, when his family has asked us to host a memorial for him here on the 18th.
And right.
So I would encourage everybody to come by and take a look at his work and learn a little bit about Franz and the amazing art he produced and all of the artists that he inspired in the region.
I know when I was here a couple weeks ago with him and you introduced me to him, his artwork is amazing,
mm-hmm.
and he had so much of it, he yeah. told me, that you know, he didn't realize he had this or that.
Well, a lot of it, well, the majority of the things here were things that he had given away. So in conjunction with Pioneer Public TV, Patrick Moore, they went out and found all this work. So as these pieces arrived, he was just like a little kid opening Christmas presents to see these drawings and artworks that he hadn't seen in some cases for 30, 40 years.
Yep.
So it was just a joyous thing for him to sort of see his children again, as it were.
Yep.
And so all of the works that are in the gallery now will go back to their owners after the 18th. But we have decided, because of our experience with Franz, we had decided prior to his passing to build a little visiting artist room for him and call it the Richter Room.
Nice.
And he was going to be able to use that room for as long as he wanted. And now, instead, we'll have an honorary room for him, and visiting artists will be able to utilize the space.
That's right. I know you've really gotten to know Franz really well yourself,
mm-hmm.
Because he kind of lived here the last
right.
month, hasn't he?
Yeah, I felt like I had a roommate here at the Merck, and a sweet one at that. And he really got to know a lot of new people in Madison, and just delighted in getting to tell his stories and hear stories. More than one person said to me, you know, it wasn't just that he wanted to tell you about himself and about his art. He wanted to know about you. He delighted in learning about what you were doing and what your art was. So,
amazing.
Very inspiring man.
You're going to have a memorial service for him?
His family has asked that we host the memorial service here on the 18th. We don't have the details yet,
okay.
But please come by and
look at his work.
Take a look.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really lovely.
Yeah, and our sympathies to his family and,
mm-hmm.
and his friends. So, all right. Well, I tell you what, December's here.
Yeah.
And you're pretty busy here at the Madison Merck.
We are. So if you'll hear some hammers and nails and drills in the background, it's because we are getting going on spending that Blandin Foundation grant that we got. So we got a couple guys back there building walls. We've got some upgrades to some heating and cooling coming in, a little plumbing work, because the Blandin grant that we got has to be spent on capital improvements, the building. So as soon as this money is expended and these projects are done, we feel like the building will be all buttoned up and ready to just do great projects in and host great events and do good programs. So, yeah, that's happening. And then, of course, since it is the holidays, we are hosting a few holiday events. Coming up on the 13th, the baking contest that United Prairie sponsors is normally held down at the City Hall. We're going to hold it here this year. So that's going to be fun. I understand you are...
Yeah, I'm in that lately, in the last 4 or 5 years, I enter that.
Awesome, yeah.
It's kind of become a competition. I know the Young Brothers, they compete with each other in that. So
okay.
I'm a baker, and I've won awards with that, and so the Young Brothers and
awesome.
Others. So, yeah, it's a great event they do.
Well, we're looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to all the leftover cookies. yeah, I can always be up for a cookie.
Yep.
So the baking sale, and then we go right from that into getting ready for the to host the L'Aquaparle Players Ugly Sweater Trio. As you're familiar with the country Christmases of old, the
yep.
great big productions, because of the Prairie Arts Center being remodeled right now, they scaled back their show, and we're holding it here at the Merck. It's going to be more like a jazz club kind of feel.
Okay.
You come in and grab a cookie, maybe a cocktail, sit at a table or sit in a chair and listen to some selections from what they're calling the Ugly Sweater Trio.
Okay, so I'm guessing there's three people with ugly sweaters.
I think so, and I'm pretty sure they have musical instruments and voices as well. So it's going to be kind of a family-friendly, relaxed atmosphere. And there's going to be three events Friday the 16th at 7 o'clock, I think.
Yep, I think so.
And then Saturday at 3 and 7.
Okay.
And excuse me, and there'll be coffee and cider and cookies and things between that. And we're just encouraging everybody to come and bring your neighbor, bring somebody new to town, bring folks here to sit and celebrate and have this be more like a community Christmas event.
All right. Sounds fun.
Yeah, it'll be a blast.
Put that on your calendar, the 16th and 17th, right?
That's right.
Coming up fast.
That's right. Well, yeah, and then quickly after that, we decided to host sort of a customer appreciation, you know, community Christmas party.
Okay.
So we're going to have that on the 23rd. So right before all of your family holiday events happen, Friday the 23rd, we're going to host Clark Match Temis and his son. Clark's played here before, and he's just phenomenal. He just can play anything, and just a phenomenal musician, and puts on a really good show. He's from Waconia, but he's got a farm out here in L'Aquaparle County, and has been coming out here every year hunting his whole life. And now he's retired now, and plans to spend a lot more time here. So, on the 23rd, bring your kids and bring your family, and come on by and listen to Clark and his son do some great music for us that night.
All right, and maybe some families. There'll be a lot of people here in Madison or the surrounding communities with family already.
Right. If your kids are coming home for Christmas and they're getting a little antsy and bored, bring them down to the Merck Friday night, and we'll entertain them.
All right. If you're just tuning in, this is Coffee at the Merck with Chris Shelstead, broadcasting live from Madison Mercantile here on Main Street. Or almost. Are you considered Main Street?
I think I'm the anchor of Main Street.
Anchor.
I'm the end of Main Street. I like to tell people we're easy to find. We're under the grain elevator and next to the liquor store.
There you go.
Pretty easy to find.
What else you got going on, Chris?
Oh, my. Well, we've had a couple of personnel changes. You know, my niece Megan, who ran the coffee house and was the good barista to my bad barista, she got a better offer, apparently, and so she's having a great time down in Sioux Falls. While she could never be replaced, we have hired two part-time baristas to come in, and Paige Berglund and Amy Metz, and a lot of folks in town have met them now. They're both fairly new to the region. Paige is from here originally, but just came back about a year ago, and Amy's from Montana originally. So, yeah, and it just, you know, you think it's a terrible thing when you lose your favorite employee, but you know, Amy and Paige bring a new perspective, and they've got some great ideas. And I've really been energized by some of the suggestions and just the energy they bring to the whole endeavor.
That's right. And one of them, Paige, I think it was, made me a caramel salted caramel latte the other day.
That's right.
Excellent.
Well, she comes with some, you know, some street cred because she used to work at Starbucks.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah. So she's got some experience under her belt. So
awesome.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So, in addition to, you know, new folks like that, we're hosting new organizations. We've got a new group that meets here every Thursday called Prairie Eco Links. It's a group of mostly ladies, but it's a group of people that are interested in you know, climate change and ecology and soil health and all those kind of things. And so they all meet up at 4 o'clock on Thursdays. So if that kind of thing interests you, come on out. It's one of the things we like most about the Merck is we provide a space for people of like interest to find each other. And you just never know what's going to come of that.
Yep.
Once you start.
Let me run down quick. Can I do this quick?
Absolutely.
These are some of the groups that meet at the Merck. The craft group for Saturdays. Lockfall Study Club. Grief Support Group, second Monday. Narcotics Anonymous, every Tuesday. Lockbrow Players, second Tuesday. Men's Shed, second Tuesday. Prairie Peacemakers Quilt Club, third Tuesday of the month. Caregiver Support Group, every Wednesday. Madison Arts Council, second Wednesday. Social Media Gathering, I mean, part of that, last Wednesday of the month at noon hour. Diversity Council, second Thursday, Prairie EcoLinks every Thursday, and Madison Community Foundation third Thursday. That's just some of them.
Right, yeah, and it's been really gratifying to provide a place for people to meet. And you know, I want to put all those dates out because they're not exclusive clubs.
Right.
Anybody's welcome.
Right.
To come on in and say, you know what, I think I'd be interested in this group, volunteering, being part of it, or whatever.
Yep.
So it's like I put out those dates, but you know, they kind of vary based on holidays and schedules and things like that. But just to kind of show you, this town has a lot going on in terms of community engagement and community groups. But as you and I both know, sometimes the same people doing this stuff, and we're always looking for new blood in every single one of these meetings and every single one of these groups. So if you have some ideas or you have some passion in any of these spaces and any of these topics, please feel free to give us a jingle or stop in when one of these groups is meeting.
Okay. What else we got going? You got anything else that's coming up here?
Well, I tell ya,
you got the Madison Merck looking great. It's really Christmassy when I walked in here today.
Yeah, we're trying. I'm still working on the Christmas tree. We are hosting a Christmas tree, working with Pastor Dawn from the Care Center. She's going to have a tree where you can adopt a Care Center resident.
Oh.
And that's going to be a lot of fun. We're just setting that up now. And the St. John's Church quilt sale is going on right now in the room we call Gary Dale behind us.
That's kind of a new room, revamped, redone.
Yeah, it seems to attract quilts a lot in that room. So there's some really beautiful quilts that St. John's has made, and they're for sale. Anytime we're open, come on by and take a look at those. And they're great Christmas presents, and there's some really beautiful ones, and there's some cute kids' quilts as well.
Okay, awesome. I can see them from here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of quilts in that room.
Right.
And it's new lighting up there, it looks like.
Yeah, we've
nice and bright in there.
Had some good electrical support lately. I got a shout-out to Matt Fernholz. He's really come through for us. And then also I'd like to point out that we have a number of things in our little gift shop, a lot of handmade local things, stocking stuffers, hats, you know, all sorts of little wooden doodads and fun items.
Yep.
And then the Arts Council has put together a little pop-up shop in their space. Lots of interesting artworks and handicrafts that you can come and pick up for Christmas.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of things going on. So if you're listening, you need a Christmas gift,
come on down.
A lot of stuff, a lot of different things here at the Madison Merck.
Yeah, and we're approaching kind of our first year, if you will, and we've kind of run through the calendar now, and we're trying to figure out, you know, how to best support the community. So if you have an idea, if you've got a thought about what we could host here, what we could build here, something you'd like to see happen, we're totally open to the community's suggestions. So come on in and share your thoughts.
So when are you open, Chris?
We're open 8 to 5, Tuesday through Friday. And then through the winter, we're going to be open the first and third Saturdays.
Okay.
From noon to 5.
Okay.
But we're also trying to do at least one Saturday of the month, an open mic event that will start at 3 o'clock and go until people are tired of having fun.
Right. And in case you want an up to date what's going on, you got a Facebook page.
Yeah, we have a Facebook page. We try to keep updated. But if when in doubt, give us a jingle and we'll let you know what's going on. Whenever we have music, we'll try to put a sign out and let people know and just encourage people to come on down and use the stage. We've got all the equipment there. If you want to come up and do a poem, read a story, sing a song, do a dance, we got the space for you.
All right. Sounds good, Chris. Thanks a lot again.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Love doing radio with you.
Hey, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, sitting here just chit-chatting and having a cup of coffee at Madison Mercantile.
There you go. Cheers.
Cheers. Chris Shelstead with our Coffee at the Merck here from the Madison Mercantile.
Thanks for joining us for Coffee at the Merck with Chris Shelstead. Join us again next month for Coffee at the Merck.
Coffee to wake me up each morning.
don't be too good, make too bad.